Hey, kids and kittens, we're back.
Hey, guys.
It's Laura and
Margs
with two late brunettes. Almost forgot our name.
Well, I have so many nicknames, I can't keep track. Laura calls me Margs. So do some of my sisters. Also, Margo. I love a good nickname. What can I say?
I know. Mine used to be, depending on the friend group, it would be Laura Farah.
Laura Farah.
And then sometimes it would be like Abuzayad, which was my last name, my maiden name.
Yes.
People loved how long it was.
My sisters still refer to you as Laura Farah. I don't know.
Laura Farah.
They're like, are you going to meet Laura Farah for the podcast today?
I still answer
yes.
by that.
Well, that's your email address,
that's
too.
That's my email address, guys.
So, it's good to be back here with you today.
I missed you, Margs. We haven't done this in a couple weeks, but we have some good, juicy conversation to have. I know we're a little bit past this, but guys, I'm sure you must have seen, some of you must have seen the Oscars.
Bits
we watched
pieces.
A little bit.
Yes.
And pretty much just for the clothes.
Just for the clothes. I mean, I don't, you know, the banter and the, I'm not there for that.
I mean, you know, some of the big headline film winners. Yeah, I want to see, you know, want to hear about Barbie.
I want to watch Ryan Gosling singing
I'm just a Ken.
Actually, I love that role for him.
He was perfect.
And so that was quite entertaining. But yeah, watching it from start to finish is a huge commitment, and we don't have the time for that. But the highlights are
the
amazing.
Fashion.
Yes. So let's talk about that.
My gosh, Margaret, there were so many trends we saw on the runway, and it was really fascinating. Like, we saw designers like Jacquemus and Balenciaga. They were doing that very sculptured neckline that almost looks like there's a plate in there, or like it's cantilevered.
It's wearing you. You're not wearing it.
Exactly. I think Emily Ratajkowski wore it.
Yes, and Kim Kardashian. And it was interesting. I preferred it on Kim Kardashian. Although I was worried that her, as she brought her chin down, because it came to a point right under her chin, I thought, I guess she's just gonna keep her head super steady and straight. Like, don't go into a belly laugh wearing that.
Or how did you hug
piece?
People?
I don't
I guess
think
they
are.
Hug.
It's probably air kisses galore at the Oscars. No one wants to smudge or
makeup,
mess up their makeup, their maquillage.
Well, there were also a lot of beautiful mermaid fluted skirt dresses.
Oh my gosh, the Balenciaga on Carrie Mulligan.
She looked like a doll.
I mean,
perfect.
I texted Laura the next day, you guys, and I was like, what was your favorite look? And we both were like, the Carrie Mulligan, best dressed across the board.
She looked phenomenal.
It was the white and black, but it was all black velvet, contouring her body in the mermaid drama, and then it fluted out at the bottom.
And it had some tulle.
With that burst of tulle, and it was just in white, so it was stark contrast and just gorgeous.
It was heavenly. She looked stunning.
I couldn't get enough.
I was so excited that this trend is in a lot of places I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of other models and a lot of other designers were dressing some of these celebs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. I mean, another shape that was like that was actually America Ferrera did something similar, not quite as extreme as the trumpet.
In the pink
sequence.
Valentino, wasn't that one?
It was Versace. I know. Can you believe it?
And what was cool about that was it was so Barbie-core in that.
Very Barbie-core.
And then Margot Robbie went the opposite direction and wore black.
Did a moodier Barbie look.
Yes, and I thought, okay, good for her. Because it, you know, Barbie brought up so many
emotions
and, you know, just, feelings about our feminine sides and our...
And our feelings with the color pink.
With the color pink, which So now I assume I'm going to see her in pink, so I appreciated that she brought something different.
Something new
something
to it.
Something new.
Totally. And another one that I loved, there were a couple other actresses that I loved. I loved what Emma Stone wore.
Oh my God, that was my next
Louis
fave.
Vuitton, although
with the peplum.
And then she had the split zipper.
On stage receiving her award.
But she was so elegant and so charming
grace,
about it.
Just full of grace.
So much grace.
So just herself, so authentic. And just rolls with it.
Just rolls with it. And
it's
she
amazing.
Didn't let it affect her or affect her speech. She was still so cute.
She's lovely. Have you seen the movie?
I did.
Okay,
and she
started
was phenomenal
it. And I need to watch it. And it's been on my list since before the Oscars. It's just
you
not
have
been
to
time.
See it. It is okay. So good. The acting across the board is amazing.
She's just awesome. I love her.
She was so good. And another peplum I spotted was on Florence Pugh.
Yes.
Wearing Valentino.
Yes, and also to go along with the peplum was the very mermaid core
with the
shine and the sequins.
And that kind of seafoam green.
The seafoam green, loved that. Another little detail that I wanted to just mention were the floating straps on certain people's gowns. So on Florence Pugh and also on Emily Blunt. So she looked incredible.
She looked gorgeous.
As well.
She always looks gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. I was Grecian goddess vibe or something. It was just very chic. And it's just an unexpected thing that you wouldn't see at first glance. And then when you see it from the side, there's this three dimension happening on the strap.
It's
it was just
beautiful.
Fun.
There was a lot of creativity on the at the Oscars.
Red carpet.
The red
carpet.
It was beautiful. It was elegant. It definitely had a showstopper element to it.
Yeah.
So, Marks, I was going to segue since we brought up the whole idea of peplums. So, it's now time for our favorite segment, guys.
Sands of Time.
So, we're bringing up the peplum, which is when you have a bodice and it sits on your waist and then it flares out. There's a piece of fabric that flares out.
Right.
And then you have maybe a fitted skirt underneath if you're wearing a dress, or maybe it's just the top ends with the peplum.
Right.
And
maybe a straight leg pant
or
jean
underneath.
With that.
But that was really big in the 40s.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of 1940s students had peplums.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also had it back in the 80s.
Right.
There were a lot of 80s shoulder pad dresses
and
with
jackets.
The peplum, and jackets with the peplum.
The jacket especially, I'm envisioning that silhouette from the 40s.
Yes.
With the peplum. I felt every suit combo had a peplum.
Had some kind of peplum on it.
And then the shoulder pad version in the 80s.
And peplum is originally an ancient Greek dressing. I mean, it's actually dates back to, the toga era.
Yes.
Well, there was a peplum era.
Adding that layer
of fabric.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I also remember, now that we segue into the 2000s, not to repeat ourselves, but we talked about the going out tops, and
yes.
I wore a lot of peplum
Me
tops.
Me too, because they were feminine, but then I remember doing strapless going outs with a peplum, and then I would do my kind of straight leg fitted jean and my heel, and I was just felt so... I don't know, I felt kind of sassy.
Oh,
in
yes.
It, right?
$1 million.
And yes, and man, let's do it again.
I think I'm ready for a peplum. Well, remember that white dress I bought at the DC Flea? I bought that white dress, and it has a peplum.
And the black detail.
Details with the
buttons.
Oh,
my God. Frenchie loved that one.
Loves.
Let's post that one.
We need to post that one. I need to do a little photo shoot.
That was just darling. And you didn't even have it fully on your body, and I was like, oh my God, yes, that's you.
I love it. I might even alter the belt a little bit and add my own clasp.
Yes.
Just because the belt clasp is a little worn.
Right.
But, you know, just to add a little extra different touch to it.
Sounds lovely.
But, so guys, what we're going to come back to now is all about something that we've struggled with. You know, the days are warm.
And then freezing. And windy and rainy.
And what are we wearing?
I mean, I struggle with this so much because
the transitional dressing.
Because I like my seasons. Now, I'm not saying we're not going to mix things up, but, like, I'm not ready to put on linen. And
no.
It's 75 degrees out 2 weeks ago. I'm sweating in every environment I walk into.
Exactly.
And I'm wearing layers. Well, at this point, it's a great opportunity to do an oversized sweater with your tee. Maybe your tee has it's a sleeveless shoulder pad tee, and then we're taking that oversized sweater off, wrapping it. Even though I'm still a little warm, it's later in the day.
And it's almost working like a version of a scarf, and you'll see a lot of people on the streets now are wearing their blazers or their t-shirts or whatever piece with this like kind of loosely tied sweater around their neck.
Yes.
And I think it's just a way of modernizing, and it sort of reminds me a little bit of the 80s.
Yes.
Because that's kind of what we did in the
80s. It was a cardigan very often. Like I feel like it was a cardigan. Sweaters weren't as interesting back then. I felt like there were some fun guys, don't get me wrong, but I'm seeing cardigans wrapped in a scarf way, but then you could also do any sweater that you want.
Exactly.
And so that's what I found myself doing on these warm days last week.
And you know, folks, if you're ever on Instagram, check out one of our favorite brands, which is the Frankie Shop.
Yes.
A lot of times they've styled it with a suit and then they put the sweater over that.
Right.
Wrapped like a little scarf.
Right, which is just a fun little detail. So that's one way. Then what are your favorite outerwear pieces to do during the transitional time of year?
So I love doing a puffer with like maybe a chunky sweater or a cashmere sweater underneath.
Yes.
And I love doing a jean jacket or a trench or an army
jacket.
It's perfect. Those are really nice lightweight jackets because nobody wants to wear heavy coats,
right,
but they still want to be warm. And then when, you know, it starts off the day at 40 degrees and ends at 70,
right,
you want to be able to take it off.
Yes. And then, layers are what make our outfits interesting. So this is the time to do your layers, take a piece off, and go.
You don't have to take too much off, but take off just a piece or two.
Exactly.
But yeah, transitional dressing is tricky. Do you find yourself, Margaret, like gravitating towards mostly pants, or will you layer it with a skirt, or will you do like I saw that you did the look that I loved, which was the baby doll dress with the little socks and then the jacket over it.
That's
and
great.
That's a great transitional
dress. That's a great
dress.
I have been lazy as of late, and I've been wearing mostly pants, although I love the idea of a skirt, the sock loafer, and the oversized sweater with the midi skirt. Don't you love that?
I love the midi skirt. The midi skirt's another great transitional piece.
It is.
Because it's long.
Yes.
And you can do it with a flat or a tennis shoe.
Yes.
And so it makes it sporty.
And I've been wanting to do, I know denim skirts are everywhere. It's so versatile.
I love the. Do you have a season, like a maxi denim skirt for the season, or is that on your shopping list?
I have an Alexander Wang in my cart right now. It's a little steep, so I'm holding back.
Holding
Laura
back.
And I are going up to New York in a couple weeks, guys, for Manhattan Vintage. So I'm like, maybe I'll find a denim vintage, you know, an 80s gem denim. Up there. That's what I'm hoping.
I know there's going to be some gems up there.
So I'm trying to hold back, but I really want this denim. It's like a beautiful swing skirt in a light denim. It has some pleating. And
oh, Margaret, it sounds gorgeous. It sounds delicious.
Doesn't it? Oh, it's so hard sometimes to say no, but we'll find some vintage and
do you know, I got one at a really great price, and pretty much a straight length skirt.
Right.
But it has like a little bit of an A-line feel to it.
Which is what I need for sure.
So I love that because I feel like it's not skin tight,
yes.
But it's also not a full skirt, so it's somewhere in the middle.
So you can move.
You can move.
And that is really the sweet spot. Like, I love drama. And
yes.
So I want all the material and all of the, but from a day-to-day perspective, that sounds absolutely perf.
Well, you know, we just need to wait for the warmer day because right now I'm in patchwork jeans.
Mm-hmm. I'm in wide leg jeans. I mean, Laura and I showed up today wearing basically the same sweater.
We are in monochrome beige.
Yes.
We are going to take a picture so that you guys believe what we're saying here.
This is how it works. We show up and we're like, oh my God, we're twinning. Okay. So
guys, you know, we have some really exciting things coming up. We have, in a couple of weeks in April, we're going to be going to Manhattan Vintage.
Yes.
And we're going to do a show from there.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
We also are hopefully going to be guests on a podcast, which we'll keep you posted on.
Uh-huh, for sure.
And next week's episode is going to be really exciting because we're going to talk to you guys about
consignment. Which can be a very intimidating thing to conquer it when you have a closet full of things and you don't even know where to start. So hopefully we're going to shed a little light on how to make it easier.
And less overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because right now it's spring. All of us want to kind of purge our closets, clean them, make sure that we have room for the new stuff.
Pare down
the stuff that isn't fitting right. And we want to look good and feel good this coming summer months.
So I can't wait for that.
I can't wait too.
So fun to be back here today. It was a little too much time has passed.
Too much. But
I've
you know,
missed
it's
you.
Hard. I missed you. But you know, I know we get caught up in the mommying thing.
We do.
And, you know, domestic lives suck us in.
They do. So all right.
Well, thanks so much, guys, for listening.
Guys.
And stay tuned for next week.
Ciao.
Ciao.